This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 92 of what is hopefully an election-free issue of Sunday Supplement. That's not going to happen because with me as always is, as seen on BBC's election coverage, Izzy Lawrence.
Yes, hello. I was perched on Andrew Marr's shoulder.
That's not strictly true.
I was literally on his jacket. It was a very nice jacket.
You were in the background doing that thing that everyone does at the background on the telly with a phone to your ear going, am I on telly yet? Am I on telly? Sort of shifting across the frame until you can be seen.
I gave everybody a little wave.
You did, and I saw it. And to be honest, it was one of the best bits of the election coverage.
It was the only good bit, I think.
Yeah. Well, should we explain that you were in Witney for the count?
Yes.
To see David
Cameron.
I was out
for the count on Thursday night and then out for the count again all day Friday because I was snoozing. So I stayed up till 7:30 in the morning to watch the people of Britain vote for no one in particular.
Yeah, and I blame you personally for the fact that David Cameron won his seat. You were part of the movement against him and he's still there. And that's your fault.
Well, that's really mean. I blame you for the fact that Evan Harris lost his seat because he was a brilliant MP of Oxford East or West, I forget, the bit with Abingdon. Anyway, and then he comes on this podcast and you infect him with your loser attitude and he narrowly misses a victory.
I was nowhere near that interview.
An annoying Tory toffee woman got in.
What? She was made of toffee?
She was made of toffee, yeah.
Did she have a stick up her ass?
Like a toffee apple.
Yeah.
I don't see what you say. I don't know about her ass. I didn't look at her ass. I was too busy going, no! In a sort of Planet of the Apes type way.
Okay, fair enough. So, did you get a newspaper?
I did. I got the Independent.
Why?
Because it's the best and I'm going to win with it. That's why.
You always get the Independent and you never win. I can prove that statistically. Because in our first past the post system, you've got to win 326 episodes to get
which I've done.
A clear win. No, we've only done 92.
Yeah, but I've still done that. Wow.
So you're claiming that you've won nearly four times as many episodes as we've made.
Yes. I promise you, by the time it actually goes through, I will have done that.
I don't believe you. I think somehow you're cheating.
I've formed an alliance with other podcasts, which have a competition element, and we're going to smack down. You can't be incumbent any longer, Simon.
Can I be in a cucumber?
Can you be in a cucumber? You can be a cucumber incumbent, but only because it's up your bottom, along with all the cattle from last week. So
they needed to be fed. I couldn't
you
help
can have
it.
A go at one Tory woman having a stick up her ass when you've got a massive vegetable and the entire produce of a cattle farm. I don't know what they're called.
Cattle farm.
Dairy farm? No, it's cattle, isn't it? Because they were going there to be executed. And you don't execute milk cows because it's not like... Though that would be a very sad thing. Imagine that if all the milk you drank was actually you had to squeeze a cow to get the milk out, but not in a nice sort of titty way, but in a sort of like... Squish it down. Squish it down so you got all the blood in the milk and then you had to do a process of getting the blood out of the cow and the milk out of the cow in the same...
Isn't that just a McDonald's milkshake?
Oh, it brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. Damn
I have
right.
got one other thing up my arse.
What's that?
Sunday Times.
Oh, God, that must be painful. That's bigger than an entire cattle field of supplements, that. And also, the Times, if you lift it to your face, smells slightly of cow pats.
Welcome to the Cut Out and Keep Pact that will somehow form a government to win this section.
I thought you said you didn't want to go on about the election.
Well, you know, I'm not a man of my word. This is clearly evident to anyone who's ever known me. All three people who've ever known me. I've got a cardinal error, and it's an investigation into a sainthood scandal. And it's a guy who has got hold of a copy of the ruling of the Pope's decision on the man he wants to beatify when he comes to Britain.
Beatify is a good verb.
It is a good verb, but it's not nearly as good as the name of the people who run the panel to, you know, see if saints is good or not.
Is it Kiddie Fiddlers Anonymous?
No.
Is it child abuse? Shh, we won't tell anyone.
No, they're called the Miracle Police.
Oh, nice.
which is
policing
pretty cool.
The miracles. That's not a miracle. It's just a magic trick. Stop being silly. I like that.
Yeah, I quite like the fact that they put even more stupid hats on. Do you think they put a policeman's hat on top of their cardinal hats and just be really tall? Like that's like a giraffe.
It's not like a giraffe. Giraffes don't wear hats. Giraffes have horns on their heads to stop them wearing hats because they know they look stupid at parties, so they grow the horns just to make sure nobody can make them look stupid.
I'm sure I've seen a giraffe in a boater. Oh, no, that's George Osborne. Anyway, basically, the guy who is being beatified didn't want to be beatified at all.
Really?
No, he was absolutely against it.
Well, he shouldn't have been so saintly.
Well, he wasn't. That's the point.
Why do I want to make him a saint then?
The reason he's being beatified is because a man claims that he prayed to the guy and he got better quicker from an operation.
He could have been Satan. He could have been Satan. Satan can do that.
It's true, but also he got better no quicker than is medically normal, according to three independent doctors.
So why is the Catholic Church going, yeah, we want this guy, the guy who doesn't want to be a saint? He could be called Saint the Unwilling.
Saint Saint the Unwilling.
I don't know what his name is. You haven't told me his name. So it's Saint
Newman.
Saint Newman.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello,
Newman.
No, not that Newman, but
a
cardinal.
If only if it was.
Yeah,
but
it
the trouble is,
cool.
Newman would definitely want to be a saint.
Yeah.
And Jerry Seinfeld was like, well, you can't be a saint.
Well, I don't want to be a saint. But no, the final irony is that Newman himself was utterly opposed to the idea of his own beatification. To thwart attempts to make a cult of his remains, he ordered that he be buried in a rich compost so that his corpse would decompose rapidly, an action that cheated the saint makers. When the clerical gravediggers attempted an exhumation to retrieve his relics in October 2008, they found nothing except the coffin's brass plate and handles. But they decided that they'd do it anyway.
But why didn't he want to be made? I still don't understand. That's like, you know, your card into heaven. That's go straight past go and collect £200.
Well, he basically preached that nothing is gained by miracles. Nothing comes of miracles as regards our religious views, principles and habits. Hard it is to believe, miracles certainly do not make men better.
Apart from that one guy he cured. He's such a hypocrite. He should be like St. Newman of hypocrites. I think Seinfeld would have been happy with that one.
I quite like the idea that if you pray to someone and something happens, you can be attributed to that. So if you all pray to me and within the next 2 weeks you have a nice cup of tea, I could be the patron saint of cups of tea.
I think there's already one of them. I think they've got all the bases covered. You'd have to be a bit more obscure than cups of tea.
Right, I'll tell you what. Whilst you tell me what your article is, I'm going to look up the patron saint of cups of tea.
I bet you there's one. I bet you. Well, my article, I need your involvement in. So
okay, I am listening. I can do two things at once. I can multitask.
You can't. You're not a woman.
I'm Windows 7.
So, yes, I've got a health issue.
Have you? You should go see the doctor. I found the patron saint of perpetual dynamite.
Who's that? Is it St. Boom of Assisi? Okay, see, normally I pick the humdonger of the flip chart, but this week is going to be my cut out of keep because it's brilliant.
What?
I know.
What?
Now, the flip chart's usually a stupid graphic that somebody's cobbled together in a hurry and just stuck in the middle of the new review. And the flip chart this week is to kick up our health issue. This week's flip chart is called Snake Oil? And shows the scientific evidence behind dietary supplements. And it says, Information is Beautiful by David McCandless. He's done some research into supplements and what's it good. So I'm going to give you, Simon, some supplements. You're going to tell me whether the evidence is strong, good, promising, conflicting, slight, or there is no evidence that it's good for you.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm willing.
You're ready.
And I'm very more than able.
Vitamin C.
Well, it's good for you, but whether or not as a supplement, it just comes out as expensive pee, doesn't it? So it'll be one of the ones that you gave me the choice to say that I can't remember now.
Is it above or below the worth it line?
Below.
Yay! It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's conflicting evidence of vitamin C.
That's what I said. I said conflicting evidence.
Now, the whole thing's called snake oil. What about fish oil?
As in omega-3?
No, not as in omega-3.
No, just fish oil generally.
Just fish oil.
I would say that that is on the line.
No, omega-3 is on the line, but fish oil, there's strong evidence for high blood pressure, secondary heart disease. That's pretty good, yeah. Okay, what about copper?
Copper? Oh, what, where you wear it on your wrist because you've got arthritis or something?
It just says copper.
I know people who've worn those things and swear by them. They go, what the f*** did I buy this for? I don't know, below the line.
Yeah, there's no evidence at all for copper.
Okay.
Can you think of any others that you might be interested in? Because there's quite a lot here. There's almost every single one.
Vitamin D.
Okay, vitamin D. What do you reckon?
Above the line.
Yeah, how far above is it?
Quite
promising,
a bit above it. Cause it's,
good,
it's
strong.
Strong, because it's good for your bones.
Yeah, but actually it doesn't actually say that. It says vitamin D is general health and cancer prevention. So it's very important.
According to Wiki Answers, who is the patron saint of tea bags? The patron saint of tea bags is Saint Barry. So you win, because I was wrong.
Yay!
Do you know what? I would shit all over Saint Barry.
I don't think
if
you would.
Pray to me, right, you get PG tips. If you pray to Saint Barry, you'd get like typhoon. Or something?
I think St. Barry might be my patron saint because I was christened by a mad monk with Tetley, not PG tips.
It's not because you're into teabagging then?
Well, there is that as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, you were christened by your uncle with tea, weren't you? Cold
no,
tea,
it's not my uncle. Oh. It's my mum's ex-boyfriend's brother.
And he decided to baptise you because your parents hadn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can now, being Catholic, the best thing about being a Catholic is you can baptise everyone.
Yeah, but you're also quite refreshing.
That is true. And also, I'm quite milky and you can put sugar in me and I taste a bit better.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
And I'm hot. And if you put lemon in me...
I thought you said you were a whore then.
And I'm a whore, but it's mainly that I'm a whore.
As in Tay Hort in net
as in
speak.
It's in net speak. Tay Hort. Lol. Now we're going to play Article or Farcical. In this game, I will read out three articles which are contained in this week's Independent on Sunday. And then I'm going to make up one. And I'm going to mix them up. I'm going to swish them round. And it's up to Simon to decide which is the article, which are the farcicals. Are you ready, Simon?
Yeah. I'm just having shit on St. Barry. Sorry.
Having a shit on St. Barry.
Yeah, I claimed that I could shit all over him, so I thought I'd test the theory.
Not while we're doing this.
Yeah. I need to record it as evidence, don't I? I can't just say I had a shit on St. Barry and expect anyone to believe me.
See, the trouble is, now I'm just thinking of all the things that are going to come out. It's just going to be mrp, mrp, and a cucumber, and then some flutterings of paper as the times thunks out of you. Right, okay. So, is this an article or is this a farcical? The Big Bun Fight.
Okay.
Next one. The Mellow Cello Fellow.
The Mellow Cello Fellow. Is that about a man who plays the cello but is quite relaxed?
Yeah.
He's a mellow yellow feline. So take a second look. He knows everything about nothing and not too much about that. So if you know someone who knows what he knows, then you must know Henry's cat.
It don't
you
mean
You must
a...
know Henry's cat.
It don't
you
mean
must
a
know Henry's cat.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Okay.
It's no Henry's cat. And finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? Were you still up for Lembit Opik?
Oh, God. Lembit Opik can fuck right off. He would fillet himself on camera if he could.
I think he could. I think he has. What have I got news for you this week?
If he was put in a room with Piers Morgan, the world would end.
Imagine if they kissed.
Oh no, that would just suck the whole of life out of the entire universe.
Lembit Opik and his waggling chin. Seriously, that man's chin reaches like his navel. It's a big chin. It's like Schumacher's chin. It's a big chin. Schumacher has an extra special helmet to accommodate his chin.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I'd have thought David Coulthard had a wider helmet. He must have one like dark helmet from
No,
Spaceball.
No, no. David Coulthard's perfect shaped head for a helmet. It needs no padding. Whereas Michael Schumacher, he's got to have a really long one that covers his chin.
Can you hear the pigeons outside my house? Oh, just as I said that, you stop, you annoying c***s.
You're mental. You know you're mentally ill, don't you, Simon? Can you hear the pigeons outside my house?
It's all this talk of Lembit Opik.
They're conspiracies. They're telling me to kill Lembit Opik.
I don't need anyone to tell me to do that. It's definitely
don't
pigeons
threaten
outside
Lembit
my house.
Opik.
Right, I'm going to go with Mellow Cello Fellow as
Why?
The farcical. Oh, no, it just struck me as the one I like the best. So I've decided that it must be made up.
But just because it reminds you of Henry's cat, that's why you're picking it?
Yeah.
Because you're that simple.
I won a drawing prize for drawing Henry's cat.
Did you?
No, that's not true, actually. I coloured in a thing at school and won a prize, and with my felt tips that I won, I drew Henry's cat and Chris Rabbit.
That's a completely different story.
I know,
because that means basically you coloured in something.
Yeah, and then with the prize, I drew something. So the prize went to good use.
No, it didn't. You're rubbish at drawing.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
I drew Henry's cat.
Yeah, it looked like a penis. Anyway, okay, let's take it from the bottom up. Were you still up for Lempidopic? This is a whole article about men with Viagra. This is how they're testing it.
What? So they put a picture of a Lempidopic in front of someone who had a Viagra-induced erection to see if they maintained wood.
No, Simon, don't be silly. It was just merely inquiring as to how much of the election people watched.
Oh, I see.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. This is all about the swingometer on the BBC studios, and that is a real thing. So it's between Big Bun Fight and Mellow Cello Fellow.
Yeah. I'm on tenterhooks. You're going to say that they've formed an alliance of some sort, aren't you?
I'm going to say that, Simon, alas, you got it right.
Da-da-da, is that a mellow yellow? No, it's a mellow cello fellow. It's not about Nick Clegg, is it?
It's not about Nick Clegg at all. It's about my capacity for rhyming in my head. I thought Big Bun Fight, you're going to way go for that. It's not even involving an elephant. It has got a picture of a giraffe on a boat, though, which is a bit similar to a giraffe wearing a boater. I'll shut up now.
I win. It's the Randomizer Skyzer, where we at random pick a bit from a bit and talk about it for a bit. So you can choose from between Style, Sunday Times Magazine, or Culture.
Style! Style!
And you can choose between page 1 and 74.
Ooh, I'm going to go with 67.
67.
Just take it from the other end, which sounds filthy.
Broad bean, radish, and goat cheese salad.
Jesus.
Or lamb chops with scordalia.
What's scordalia?
It's 4 slices of white bread, 2 cloves of garlic, a juice of lemon, red wine vinegar, big handfuls of flat leaf parsley, virgin olive oil, and sea salt flakes. There's also the nicest rice.
The nicest rice?
Yeah.
Why do they just do nice rice? Or the nicest ricest? The nicest ricest is not Nick Griffin, because he's not a nice ricist.
What, as a New Zealand ricist?
Yeah, he would be a New Zealand ricist.
Okay. They have got flower power, which is all about the best type of flour you can get.
What's the best type? Plain. Plain wheat, isn't it? It's plain wheat.
Ground rice.
Ground rice flour's not good.
What it says, according to my supplement, the best rice is from the ground.
No, that's not right. Saying that ground rice is nice. Like lice.
For a price.
Which can get to you in a trice.
Okay.
But a trice does sound like, we do sound like we're doing bad Australian accents.
So what can I choose?
Got travel, got business, I've got the new review, I've got critics.
Let's go with a new review.
All right then, you got from page 1 to 54.
I'm going to go with page 12.
Okay, let's have a look. Passport, toothbrush, ticket, sweatband.
What? Oh, this,
nothing beats a holiday for a spot of recuperation, but can you combine a break with a body reboot? Our 3 intrepid reporters head off in search of yogic balance, an army workout and diet that gives a new meaning to slow food. And the first quote in this is, I can feel my cells drowning. Yoga and foot baths. Harriet Walker hits the holistic health button in Goa. The next one says, my lungs will not limit me. Adam Jack's test. Try.
Yeah, I would
try
say there is a finite capacity for lungs.
Yeah. Adam Jack's test his stamina at a boot camp in picturesque Devon. And then finally, out damn toxins out. Lisa Mark will choose each mouthful 40 times at the famous Maya clinic.
God, what, you have to chew everything 40 times to what? Get the nutrition out of it or something?
I think it's to stop you eating so much.
Basically, both of our random articles were shit.
Mine was brilliant.
No, yours was shit.
I can feel my cells drowning.
Yeah. Yours was a holistic remedy for ailments that don't actually exist.
I don't know if it works.
Doesn't work. How can something that doesn't work work? Like, I don't get a battery that's got no power in it and it suddenly works just because I roll it around in my hand for a bit or shake it. This doesn't work.
It's placebo, isn't it? So if, for example, that
you cannot get a placebo battery.
You can get a placebo battery. Put it up your bottom, and every time it sparks, you come a little.
It won't spark. That's the point. I've tried.
Oh, poor Simon.
Okay, before we flop out our hum dongers and measure them up for flaccidity, a quick mention to Frankie, who sent us his entry for the bottom Trump's card that we were talking about. It features a picture of Simon.
It's a very good picture of you. Even your hands are perfect in it, and your little whiskers.
If you want to see it, you'll find it on our Facebook group page and on my website.
What's your special power, Simon?
Sneezing like a duck.
And what's your score for that?
About 4%. Something like that.
I think it's 5% actually, Simon. I think you're doing yourself a disservice. Your arch nemesis, though, Simon, is yourself.
Yes, fine. It's good. No, it's really good, and it made me laugh a lot, and it's available for everyone to enjoy. So what is your big floppy hum-donger this week in The Independent?
This is going to annoy the shit out of you.
We don't want that all over the place.
Well, no, you've already shat all over in the previous one, so we're very bottom-orientated. I'm sorry, readers. We're like Victorians and bustles. We really are. Right, this is on the money advice page.
Yeah.
It says, I want to retire at 55 on £50,000 a year. Lawrence Ireton, 24, makes a good living from his lettings firm, but has big plans for expansion and easy retirement. He'll need to juggle, says Kate Hughes.
Actually juggle? Is that how you get a really good pension? You become
apparently
a juggler?
Apparently so. Go to clown college.
Yeah. Michael Godot and Penn, obviously, from Penn and Teller, would probably agree with that. But I don't think that I could make a living out of juggling, basically because I can't juggle. I'd be like the Tommy Cooper of the juggling world.
Except without the skill.
Yeah.
Come, kids, let's see Simon juggle. It'd just basically be you bent over picking things up.
Do you know what the trouble with women is?
What's that?
According to Jonathan, a journalist.
Jonathan the journalist?
They always cry. That's the trouble with women.
We don't cry.
He goes, I don't mean over serious things like death. It's the more trivial end of the spectrum. My better half cries if she has to go to work with a hangover. And he's going on about how he's a metrosexual man and he feels he's in touch with his emotions, but he doesn't really know what to do when his girlfriend cries, except to admit that he was wrong, even though I don't know what I've done, and go, there, there. You women, you're always crying. Apparently.
I think the fact that his girlfriend's crying a lot shows a lot about him.
Yeah.
Possibly.
He is just a c*** who deserves to be cried at insistently.
Incessantly.
No, insistently. Insistent crying.
Incessantly.
Boo-hoo! That's what it is.
I am crying now. I insist that I cry.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's like a really posh version of that thing in the News of the World. Toxic bachelor.
Yeah.
But rather than saying he's a toxic bachelor like Danny Dyer who reckons you should kill your girlfriend or something. That's what Danny Dyer says.
No, only cut her face.
Oh yeah, sorry, cut her face.
Just basically mutilate her so that nobody else will find her attractive. Ruin someone's life because you're insecure.
Yeah. This is true. This is what he wrote, by the way. We're not making it up. He actually wrote
that. Yeah, that's not libelous. We can actually leave that in.
He actually wrote that in Zoo magazine.
Yeah. And also, he believes in UFOs. So, complete tool.
It's time to decide then who has a superior supplement. And I suppose in this week of political upheaval, we should say that there's been no outright winner.
No, there has, and it's me. I don't care if I haven't got all the seats, Simon. Our readers will side with me. If you stay as an incumbent, I will smack your bottom and get the Queen to call your names.
Can you see a post from where you are? If you look forward, can you see a post?
What do you mean by a post?
Just a post of any kind. From where you are, can you see a post?
Yeah.
Right, well then you're not past it, are you? So you haven't won. It's the first past that post that you can see.
Yeah, but I'm looking backwards in your direction.
No,
Simon.
I said when you
I'm
look
looking
forward,
backwards.
I specifically said. What if I'm looking backwards? That could confuse matters.
Well, if you're looking backwards too, all I can see is the back of your head. It looks like a guinea pig. You were basically a test subject for the entire thing, and you failed that test, and you're dead in your cage. And somebody who eats guinea pigs is going to fry you up and serve you with chips. which they'll get from the ones growing on your shoulders.
I have no chips on my shoulder. I am quite content to be a waste of space. I don't need to blame anyone for that.
Then you admit it. I win.
I don't admit that you win. I admit that I'm a waste of space. I'm not admitting that you win.
Well, if you're a waste of space and you've wasted everybody's time, and therefore you're admitting that I am the winner.
Right, put it this way. Am I Lembitopic?
Yes.
No, I take great exception to that.
You are Lembitopic.
I shall ask again. Am I Lembitopic?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not Lembitopic. I haven't lost.
You have lost. You've lost. You're going to go and have I got news for you, and you're going to act a bit like a book. So what I suggest is that you hush down, try and go through your phone book and cross out all the pop star numbers that you know, and go and work in a retirement home, wiping other people's bottoms for a living.
Is that what Lembitopic's doing now?
Yeah, I think
cool.
So.
Cool. Brilliant. All right, so the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was The Independent on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Which was Izzy's
like
paper.
May 2010. Yeah, Izzy's
Izzy
the
wins,
main
because Izzy's
thing.
The best at this game.
At least, see, Simon, you won last week, and was I bitter? No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't at all bitter.
I wasn't at all bitter, and
week.
Now
that's fine.
You are being very unfair.
I'll tell you one thing that you did do last
bad
week.
Loser. What?
You went on the Flat 29 podcast. Was very
that
good.
Is true, which you should check out. Yes,
it's good listening. You can find that at flat29.com.
And what else did I do that's amazing?
You were on the telly on the BBC on Andrew
Miles'
shoulder.
I was Andrew Miles' shoulder, and I didn't tell him that I'd already met him before and that I was on the tube with him and just checking to see if I was lankier than him. And I am lankier than Andrew Miles. That will be number one on my dating profile page. It'd be like 1.6 foot. Incredibly sexy, incredibly intelligent young lady. And number two would be lankier than Andrew Marr.
And number three would be cheat. Cheat, I tells you, cheat.
I'm not a cheat, Simon. That's just very wrong to even. I might get you for libel, which isn't a New Zealand way of saying label.
Wow, we got a lot of legs out of that joke. It wasn't even initially very funny.
No, it's still not funny, but I'm going to call you. Just because you don't understand the beauty of a good bowl of rice, you are a ricist.
Join us next week. We'll have more fun and frolics and plenty more papers where that came from.
Yeah, plenty.
My arse, it seems.
It would be a disturbing thing if you did actually have a poo and you looked down and it was an entire Time supplement.
I think that's what they do every week. They've got a man sat on a production line just defecating out their supplements.
I don't think that's true, Simon.
If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Visit our website, Twitter us.
Just because Frankie did such a superb job doesn't mean that you two couldn't put forward your bottom trump for Simon. You can email us them at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
So we'll see you next week. Cheery bye. Hopefully we'll have a government of some description.
I'd hope we don't, because now there's no government. We can do what we like. You know, there's no rules. It's brilliant. I'm going to drive the wrong way up a motorway.
Cool, do that. I really think you should do that right now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.